Prime Minister Samak Sundaravit's government agreed earlier this year to back Cambodia's plan to list the Prawiran Temple as a World Heritage Site under the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. For centuries, the two countries have disagreed over ownership of the temple, which sits near their border. In 1962, the International Court of Justice granted sovereignty to Cambodia, but adjacent land is under Thai control. During parliamentary debate this week on a no-confidence motion, the opposition has accused the government of signing the agreement in haste and surrendering Thai sovereignty. The government rejects that allegation. Panattan Wattaniagorn, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, says the public questions Cambodia's right to solely file for World Heritage status.
The issues of the Prawiran Temple is one clear, significant, question that the government needs to clear up, misunderstandings and allow that quick decision to support the Cambodian to register that temple with the UNESCO. That is one issue that needs to be cleared quickly because it arouses the nationalist sentiments among many Thai voters.
Panattan says Thais had expected both countries to jointly seek the UNESCO designation. The Khmer Kingdom, during its height, reached the far western provinces of Thailand. In past centuries, Cambodia and Thailand fought repeatedly over territory. Some members of the opposition allege that the temple agreement is linked to plans by former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat to invest in Cambodia, which the government denies. Mr. Thaksin was ousted in a coup in 2006 after months of opposition protests against the government. The temple is just one of several issues the opposition has raised this week in 3 days of debate on the no-confidence motion. Opposition leaders have called Mr. Samak incompetent and criticised his handling of the economy. Thousands of people have been protesting outside Mr. Samak's offices all week, demanding he step down. His coalition government is seen as being too closely tied to Mr. Thaksin, whom the opposition says was corrupt and abused power. A vote on the no-confidence motion is expected on Friday. While political analysts here say Mr. Samak probably will survive, news reports Thursday say the foreign minister and the commerce minister may be replaced after the vote. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.